This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of deaths globally from the COVID-19 virus is now more than 338,000, approximately 96,000 in the United States. The number of worldwide infections is above 5.2 million and more than 1.6 million in the U.S. The United States called on the World Health Organization to begin working immediately on investigating the source of the coronavirus, as well as its handling of the response to the pandemic. Earlier this week, U.S. President Donald Trump threatened in a tweet that the U.S. would permanently halt funding to the United Nations agency if it did not commit to reforms within 30 days. Mr. Trump accuses the agency of being, quote, China-centric. Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus defended the WHO's action since the beginning of the pandemic. President Trump says he's ordering all state governors to immediately open houses of worship across the nation. President made that declaration Friday, even though it's not clear if he has the authority to do so. President says many governors have declared liquor stores and abortion providers as essential services and letting them stay open, but not houses of worship. And it says he's correcting the injustice in calling them essential. He says governors must allow them to reopen right now. If they don't, he will override them. The British government says people flying into the United Kingdom will have to self-isolate for 2 weeks and could be fined more than $1,000 if they fail to comply. The government says that the quarantine is likely to start in early June and will apply to arrivals from everywhere except Ireland, which has a long-standing free movement agreement with the UK. They are likely to be exceptions for some travelers, including truckers and medics. This is VOA News.